Each month on Ozarks, we seek out a story exemplifying the changes technology is making in our part of the world. For May, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich turned to a venerable agency using solar power. The Veterans Healthcare System, based in Fayetteville, has installed a large solar array. As Jacqueline reports, the Alternative Energy Project is part of the VA's new Green Management Program.
At first glance, the large southeast parking lot at Fayetteville's historic VA hospital adjacent to the administration complex appears to have a series of new canopies. But in fact, it's a massive new solar array. VA project engineer Lee Warren.
We're trying to save energy on campus, and then also we're trying to move some of our energy over to renewable approach to it.
The VA solar installation is part of a national VA project to reduce energy consumption. Warren stands beneath one of three solar arrays, which also serve as a carport cover over the 170-space parking lot. Each array is held aloft by massive steel horizontal crossbeams bolted to four vertical pedestals, and they all face upward slightly west.
Oh, it's around 12 degrees. That was part of the study as far as that goes. It was a design build, and as part of the design, you know, they determined what would be the best angle for this location.
The three arrays are 37 feet wide, but range in length from 116 feet to 309 feet. 1,218 square foot solar modules create 23,500 square feet of solar sink. The panels were installed on the parking lot because it was the least intrusive and most sunny spot on the 50-acre campus, even on this chilly mid-May cloudy morning.
It'll be some generation, yes, right now. Low temperatures really don't hurt us as much. In the winter, it's the angle of the sun that cuts down a little bit on it, but the cool weather, the cells work quite well. They actually prefer the cool weather.
But on sunny days...
This has a maximum generation of 266 kW. Overall, it's going to end up for the whole year of giving us about 4% of our usage on campus.
To power the hospital, clinics, and offices, a remote electrical pad northeast of the solar panels contained the inverter electrical equipment and associated controls. The system went online in February after a year of construction.
Oh, I thought it was a good opportunity for us to kind of be on the leading edge and look at some larger solar projects. In Northwest Arkansas, most of the solar projects are pretty small. There's a few that are medium size at the U of A, but this is definitely the largest one in this area.
And the fourth largest solar power project in the state, Warren says.
The power is fed into our local grid, and therefore it just really cuts down on our overall consumption.
The VA solar energy production won't exceed usage, so won't be sold back to SWEPCO via reverse metering, which allows alternative energy producers to sell power back to the grid. Warren says they will measure output over the next year and make any necessary adjustments. The Veterans Administration Green Management Program facilitators will also be monitoring. The Fayetteville VA was pitched the solar array project as part of the Veterans Administration's Green Management Program.
They selected campuses throughout the country. Right. An overall project to cut the energy usage throughout the nation with a goal of decreasing it by 20% by 2020.
Renewable energy projects implemented at VA facilities yield energy cost savings, reduce reliance on fossil fuels, and provide environmental benefits, including reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. Joseph Sable is team member of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Green Management Programs. He's based in the central office in Washington, D.C.
So the way a site is selected for a solar installation is based on the a variety of factors, including the interest of the facility. All of the proposals are evaluated in a feasibility study to make sure it's a useful investment both from a technical perspective and from a fiscal perspective so that we get the best value for the taxpayers' dollars.
The cost of the Fayetteville VA solar system was around $1.3 million. So where does that money come from?
The VA receives a limited congressional appropriation for energy projects. And then the projects that we would like to do are prioritized based on the feasibility studies that I mentioned. And again, trying to find the best value, save as much money as possible that we can then reinvest in caring for our veterans and their families.
And the Fayetteville VA solar installation is one of dozens across the U.S., Sable says.
We have installed overall about 78 solar projects across the country. They tend to work best where there's both a lot of sun and the cost of electricity is high. The sizes of the projects range from about 100 kilowatts up to 9 megawatts in Los Angeles. West Los Angeles is our biggest facility. Fayetteville is just under 300 megawatts, and it's one of our smaller ones, but it's just as effective. And lately, we've been increasing the number of solar facilities that we've been able to install because the price of solar panels has been dropping quite dramatically in the last few years.
The VA's green program is part of a larger environmental management program to assure environmental accountability is integrated into day-to-day actions as well as long-term planning.
Green management program actually started in 2003. The first energy mandates, federal energy mandates, go back to actually 1978 in the Carter administration. And since that time, since the green management program began in 2003, our mission has been to reduce the Department of Veterans Affairs' environmental footprint by reducing energy, reducing greenhouse gases, saving money, conserving water, making a healthier environment for our veterans, their families, employees, and the communities we serve.
And the VA's green management programs cover an array of applications.
Energy conservation, vehicle fleet management, environmental compliance. We have a climate change adaptation program. And we're also responsible for environmental justice issues. But our investment in terms of infrastructure are primarily solar systems and combined heat and power projects.
Now, the U.S. Department of Defense is the single largest consumer of energy in the United States. That's according to Global Green. But it's also going green, starting in 1990 with a congressional appropriation to preserve natural resources while supporting military readiness. The DOD also conducts collaborative environmental research programs, harnessing the latest science and technology to improve environmental performance, reduce costs, and enhance and sustain mission capabilities. And the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Green Management Programs, which celebrates Earth Day annually, by the way, conveys awards to deployed projects to recognize and encourage innovation and cost savings. And it also sets benchmarks. In its most recent reporting as of January 2013, the program is excelling in meeting reductions in water and energy use and expansion of renewable energy and green construction. The VA, however, is lagging in reduction of its petroleum fleet and greenhouse gas emissions. But then, aren't we all? For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Green Management Programs, visit green.va.gov. And Lee Warren, the Fayetteville VA project engineer, invites the public to take a look at their new solar installation located in the southeast parking lot adjacent to Building 4.